Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us on this July 30th, 2008 edition, Wednesday, July 30th, 2008. We're going to be live for the next 4 hours. And guess who we have lined up for you on the radio today? We have Ted Nugent. This will be, I guess, his third visit with us over the years. Coming up in 1 hour from now. We then have St. John Hunt and Dan Hamburg coming on later for a part two discussion of the assassination of JFK. So that is coming up later in the broadcast. In fact, St. John Hunt is coming on to talk about the JFK assassination in the fourth hour. I'm still not used to saying that, a fourth hour of the radio show, turning up the heat here. Dan Hamburg is the former congressman who wrote the big story in the San Francisco Chronicle detailing the martial law concentration camp plan for the American people, which he admits is bipartisan. This will continue on to the next administration, regardless of if it's John McCain or Barack Obama. And yes, this is really happening. We're really in this dire of straits. We're facing a very serious situation on every front, economically, militarily, culturally, the family's falling apart, and only by admitting that we're in crisis can we turn it around. It is not defeatism, it is not fear-mongering, it is not negativity. If, let's say, the bus driver, as you're driving through the Rocky Mountains, has had a heart attack, and you're hurtling down the highway at 65 miles an hour, and 500 yards away there is a turn on the road around the side of a mountain, and if you don't push the bus driver who's had the heart attack out of the seat and get control and get a hold of the wheel, and you better do it deftly as well, because you could jump in there and actually swerve it and go off the cliff. If you don't do that, you're going off the end of the cliff. Now, I can't turn the wheel by myself. Collectively, we have to turn the wheel to go around this curve. And the solution is educating the public that we are a bus going down a mountain road about to drive off a cliff. That is the main solution. That we have hundreds of, well, over the years, thousands of guest experts, eyewitnesses on to cover different facets of what's happening in society. The biggest solution I can try to offer is wide-spectrum awareness, covering lots of different areas, lots of general knowledge and information, so that people are aware of the wider picture, not just myopically staring in on one little piece of it. And then also looking at the New World Order's larger goals and what their end game is. We also, you give other solutions, educate people about the Second Amendment being key and how it's being eroded piece by piece by stealth. Educate folks about how opening the borders is a globalist plan to mutualize and break down the sovereignty of the United States and drive down wages to about $3 an hour and destroy the middle class. Or an anti-war peace revolution message of these wars are for big corporate interest, meant to debase our currency, destroy our name, and take over foreign lands that are handed over to private bankers while the U.S. takes the blame for the imperial actions. Or other solutions where homeschool your children, get them out of public schools, or don't drink fluoride water, or don't take vaccines. I mean, it's nothing but solutions here. But I'm going to come back, cover news, and go through a bunch of other solutions. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've had Ted Nugent on twice in the past. He's always shown up when he says he will. But we will see if he shows up next hour with us. Always with these big guests who are on the road a lot, I get a little butterfly in the stomach. But I do have Ted Nugent scheduled for all of you coming up in the second hour. Should be an interesting interview, to say the least. And then former congressman, covering the concentration camp, martial law, 9/11 inside job operation, Congressman Dan Hamburg, and then St. John Hunt. It is Wednesday, the 30th of July, 2008, and we will take some of your phone calls in this hour at 1-800-259-9231. I have quite a stack of news here in front of me as well today. On the financial front, more and more of the several states are on the edge of bankruptcy, predominantly because of federal unfunded mandates, where the feds basically come in with federal laws and federal regulations forcing the states, in violation of the 10th Amendment, to adopt them. And then the states levy more and more taxes on their population, which then further debases the stagnant economic growth curve that is now going straight down. And as if that isn't enough, all over the country, not just in Texas and Louisiana and Florida and Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, California, Oklahoma, Indiana, those are some of the predominant states that are having the worst repercussions by the illegal aliens, who I will state again, I don't blame for wanting a better life and wanting to flee Mexico. But this country is like a lifeboat. There are 6.5 billion people on the earth. There are 300 plus million here now. And 30 million illegals have already basically gotten the water line right up to about 2 centimeters from the edge of the boat, and we are about to be swamped. We are about to sink. The waves are about to come over the edge of the boat. In fact, it is a foregone conclusion that we are going to have what you can only call a depression within the next 3 years with all the economic data and the scores of economists, top economists, Nobel Prize winners, Wall Street Journal editors. Just, we have them all on, and they say the exact same thing. We're already going under, but there's some type of land a few miles away. The question is, can we make it there and have some type of crash landing where some semblance of the nation survives economically? And while we're being bum-rushed by another 3 million illegals a year, conservatively, million-plus legals, the answer is we're probably not going to make it. And the illegal aliens have been living in, most of them, in cardboard boxes in and around Mexico City, over 30 million people there. And so for them, a depression in the United States will be better than the abject slavery they live under in Mexico. And so it's not going to make them go home. In fact, it's going to cause more of them to come in. And so you're going to see a complete race to the bottom. When you can't buy enough food for your family, and when you can't buy fuel, and when you have to sell your car, and when you've got to move in with your parents, and when things get worse and worse for you, and when you get laid off from the factories, the last few that are closing, just remember it was the globalists that did it to you. I don't even personally blame the illegal aliens for it. They are only being used as a tool. If 30 million illegals had been forced to stay in Mexico, there is no doubt that the last two attempts at revolution they had in the last 20 years would have succeeded, and we would have something different down there. The Mexicans valiantly tried about 100 years ago to overthrow their government, and that did not succeed. And so they have more billionaires per capita than any country in the world and the third poorest population on the planet. And so the corrupt oligarchy that rules Mexico will stay in power, and the corrupt oligarchy based in Europe that is bringing down the U.S., it will help them bring down the U.S. as well. And the colleges and the media and the Spanish-speaking media here is drumming the Mexican illegals full of nationalistic fervor against the U.S., while the U.S. is taught not to have any true nationalism for itself unless it is some disgusting mutation of nationalism, which is hyper-fascistic wars of aggression against innocent third world countries, which then bankrupt our treasury and destroy our name worldwide, which is exactly what the New World Order wants and has stated they planned all along. When I first woke up to the New World Order 15 years ago, I remember reading the different publications put out about what the trilateralists in the New World Order were going to do, and they said they plan to bring in a North American Union, they plan to debase the dollar right at the same time that they're doing that, to bring in a North American Union and the Pan-American Union currency. They will then sign simultaneous deals with the European Union, merging that, and now we are seeing exactly that take place. I mean, the president has White House press conferences with German Chancellor Merkel and EU head Barroso. And I can put the president saying they're merging the EU with the North American community in a film. and people are in denial. I mean, I can have their mouths opening, video of them saying it, and the public is still in catatonic shock, in a catatonic state of drooling, and is just unable to even grasp the geopolitical jockeying that is going on. It freaks me out. I mean, I'm freaked out. I'm freaked out every day. I am, I don't want to say shell-shocked because I'm focused, but at a certain level of my psyche, I am shell-shocked. I can't believe that I'm a radical, that I'm seen by people as a radical. I can't believe that so many people, even our own movement, are in denial about just how serious it is and just how far along down this path we are. Right now it's hitting me like a ton of bricks. It hits me every day, at some time during the day, like a ton of bricks, sometimes multiple times a day. But every day I am hit by the realization, because I am a realist, and I hope for the best, but I plan for the worst, and I am forced to face the whole of the truth and try to make preparations for it. I mean, we're going to have a depression in this country, a really bad one. And they are gearing up a police state. I mean, we have the states going bankrupt all around us. And how do the states respond? By levying scores of new taxes. I haven't counted them up, but it's got to be more than 10 new taxes, fines, fees, regulatory fees, new business taxes, new environmental taxes in a supposedly conservative, low-tax state like Texas. And I see it all over the country, the same thing happening. And I see more and more police everywhere, revenuing, raising more revenue, squeezing populations that are already on the edge of going bankrupt everywhere. And what are they going to do as people are bankrupt and just can't pay the fines and fees anymore? Well, you'll just go to jail. And then there won't be money for you to pay the fines and fees, so you'll just go into the system for the rest of your life, and then they'll just raise more taxes on people that can pay to incarcerate you, and it's going to continually devolve. And then meanwhile, I've had Austin cops to my face while they're arresting somebody I know right in front of me for an expired driver's license. Say, yeah, we're told not to arrest illegals for this. It's incredible. It makes us mad, but we are told to arrest citizens. And then I have all the news articles. I've probably seen 15, 20 of them in the last couple of days. I got some in the stack today about drunk driving, no insurance, speeding, cop killing. They don't even know who the people are. They don't know who their names are. They don't know where they come from. And the cops are told just that's the way it is. And I'm not even bashing the illegal aliens here. I'm saying it's a completely lawless government. If you're a citizen, you're seen as a chump to be bled. Like they bleed cows in Kenya. They come over, they knock a hole in one of their arteries, they then plug it back up with mud, and they fill a big goblet up, and they cook it into a soup. They add dung to it and urine. And I don't know why I'm digressing. The point is, I start talking about Africans drinking blood out of the side of a cow, and it sounds crazy. I'm not kidding. It really happens in Kenya with the Bushmen. The point is, that's kind of like what we are, is where these cows, and the cops just pull up, knock a hole in your throat, suck some blood out like a vampire bat, and flap off. A lot of us are getting down to flesh and bones. We're getting dizzy standing here. I had so much blood sucked out of us. Hordes of new bureaucracy sent forth to eat out our substance. And then I see more and more videos every day of cops just beating the daylights out of innocent people for no reason and then charging them with attacking the cop when they don't touch them on the video. It just freaks me out. Because that's tyranny, folks, and that should concern every single one of you. We got a major problem. We got big problems. And all I want is for everybody to get out of this and us to have a good life. We'll be right back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Like being a puppet, sir. Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
we
stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door?
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just going to read you the headlines here. I could spend an hour on each one of these. New immunization rules for students. It says in this particular state, they are going to claim that you, even if you're homeschooled, you have to take vaccines. If you go read the law, it doesn't even say that, but it's all part of a mass hoax, all part of the deception. I have a bunch of other articles across the country where Army recruiters are promoted. This is 3 years later, from Denver to Houston, where they just tell high school students, you must enlist or you'll be arrested. It's all lies, and they freak out and get scared, and it's recordings of them saying, I'm going to have you arrested. You're going to be arrested right now unless you join the military. I'm ordering you. It's the law. You've got to join. And then they got caught 3 years ago. They've all been promoted and are still doing it. A criminal rogue government. A government that isn't government. It is just a criminal enterprise. Lying, saying you got to take shots. Taking your DNA at birth, putting it in a federal database for 35 years. That's now gone public. Told you about it years ago, now completely in the news. Just total lawlessness. Look at this. Schools are replacing Social Security numbers with IDs, with hand scans. And it just says all over the country here, they're putting hand scanners in, as I told you in my first film in 97, they would do. I had the executive orders. This is the grid. Crackdown on Neste bottling plant. AP, California is going to ban watered bottle plants. Just by fiat. They say it's bad for the earth. Banned. Setting the precedent. See, it doesn't matter even if it sounds reasonable. Setting the precedent. UN thermostat to be set higher. The United Nations, in all of its major offices, is saying no more suits. Now dress codes, you see, and that you're not allowed to have as much air conditioning. See, it's about training you to make sacrifices and follow orders that are non-crime related. Total fraud. Total. We're now going into absolute bondage. There'll be citizen corps to tattle and spy on you, kid cops. It's all happening, ladies and gentlemen. I understand why you didn't believe me years ago when I'd read you secret UN documents we've gotten leaked. But, now it's out in the open. There's no excuse to deny now. L.A. wants year-long fast food ban, banning new fast food restaurants in the city. See? Total control. Oh, we're going to decide it's bad for you. But see, the precedent's set for them to rule and do whatever they want. Trader is fined £300 or $600 by council for using black bin bags instead of gray. Inspectors come into all the major businesses in England and in Europe. Everyone is fined and feed your watch. You get weekly. There's multiple layers of bureaucracy. Just everyone in your business, not even secret police. They're just everywhere. Coming up, asking you on the street while you're walking your dog, if you're a terrorist, putting you in a terror database for life. It's just everywhere. Unspeakable. East Germany was not this bad, ladies and gentlemen. East Germany was not this serious. MEP calls for EU ban on cigarettes, member of European Parliament. Again, sounds reasonable. Cigarettes are bad, but the precedent set. Now there'll be a black market. They'll ship the cigarettes in, the government will, for their private interest to make profits. Unbelievable. They'll be SWAT teaming you soon. They're SWAT teaming people for aloe vera plants now in the U.S. because the police have decided it can get you high. It's not even illegal, but you can Google it, they are raiding citizens. You see, just like asset forfeiture seizure, no drugs and nothing illegal found, they just take it. No judge, no jury. Got a major news report admitting they're spraying the skies nationwide with sodium iodine, silver iodine. Chemical compound used in photography and antiseptic in medicine, silver iodine, that's poison, is highly insoluble in water and has a crystalline structure similar to that of ice, allowing it to induce freezing in cloud seeding for the purpose of rainmaking. Gloom and doom. States face looming budget deficits. ABC. Oh, man. Utah congressman gets mail on range of topics. Salt Lake City Tribune. And it says here that when he gets letters about 9/11 being an inside job, he hands it over to police. That's right. It's illegal to say, hey, check in an inside job. Doesn't matter if the mayor in Salt Lake's come out. Other people talking about New World Order. Doesn't matter. You don't talk like that. You understand? This isn't freedom. This is evil. Oh, we'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Back into your dream. Poncho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words.
Oh, but that's the way it goes.
Oh, but that's the way it goes. All the better all is safe. They could have had him any day. They only let him slip away. Out of kindness, I suppose.
live.
Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. But Dusty Poncho bit down south, ended up in Lefty's mouth. Day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to.
Big new developments. House panel votes to hold Karl Rove in contempt for defying subpoena. Another one here. North American Union. The dream is dead. Father of alignment of U.S., Mexico, and Canada says secret plan has been killed by the left and right. We'll cover that, but let's finish up this song first.
Out of kind size of gold.
Yeah, the North American Union's getting ready to play possum on us. One of their favorite tricks. We had a possum on the back porch two nights ago. I wasn't home. My wife took pictures of it, a little adolescent possum. She walked outside and he played dead. That's what they're doing. The Poet's Tale.
The poets tell how Poncho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. Dead is quiet, Cleveland's cold. So the story ends, we're told. Poncho needs your prayers, it's true. To save a few, to Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's growing old.
House panel votes to hold Rove in contempt for defying subpoena. Bloomberg. We'll get this linked up on Infowars.com right now for you. A House panel voted to hold former White House political director Karl Rove in contempt for defying a subpoena to testify about whether politics motivated the prosecution of the former governor of Alabama. Karl Rove fled the country to dodge that subpoena. The House Judiciary Committee, 20-14, voted along party lines, escalating the dispute between Bush administration and the Democratic-controlled Congress over lawmakers' demand for testimony by presidential aides, something that in all of our jurisprudence and precedent they cannot avoid. The president has claimed the Fuhrer precept of unlimited executive power and privilege and has said that Rove doesn't have to testify. President George Bush has invoked executive privilege to bar his aides from testifying under oath in Congress about the firing of 9 U.S. attorneys. The president also barred Rove's testimony on the prosecution of former Alabama governor. And it goes on. A contempt citation against Rove would require approval by the full House. Rove failed to appear in a July 10th hearing. Now, 20 days ago, Rove has denied influencing the decision to prosecute Singelmann, despite the fact that we have the memos. He offered to answer the committee's questions in writing or to testify in private without a transcript. Rove's lawyer, Robert Luskin, told the committee in a July 9th letter that Bush had directed his client not to testify. The Justice Department's Internal Ethics Watchdog Unit is investigating whether Singelmann was a victim of selective prosecution. Okay, that's some of the important news in front of us. Then I have this report. North American Union, the dream is dead. Father of alignment of U.S., Mexico, Canada says secret plan has been killed by left and the right. Dr. Jerome Corsi, who we've got on, by the way, next week. The Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America is dead, says Robert A. Pester, the American University professor who for more than a decade has been a major proponent of building a North American community. Yeah, he's the father of nothing. David Rockefeller called for it in the 50s. The new president will probably discard the SPP, Pastor wrote, in an article titled The Future of North America, published in a current July-August issue of the Council on Foreign Relations magazine Foreign Affairs. The SPP, which critics contend is a step towards North American Union, well, we have their own documents, is an agreement to increase cooperation on security and economic issues signed by leaders of U.S., Mexico, Canada in 2005. Despite having no authorization from Congress, the Bush administration launched extensive working group activity to implement the agreement. The working groups, ranging from e-commerce to aviation policy to borders and immigration to the military, have counterparts in U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Okay. That is complete possum behavior. Let me tell you what's happened here in Texas. They have been putting toll roads on existing roads for about 6 years. They have been handing over water supplies, government-owned utilities that taxpayers paid for and built, refineries, power plants, on and on and on, out of foreign interest. They literally come in and give a few million in campaign contributions, and the legislature just hands over huge swaths. It's happening all over the country, but nowhere like Texas, even more than California. I've seen the numbers. California, of course. Enron just set up fake energy trading and would steal billions a day in some cases. And that all came out later. Just fake energy trading computer systems, fake energy markets with huge fake computer screens. I mean, real computer screens, but fake data on them. It's just total fraud. The government's just completely lawless, completely overtaken by private interests that use it as giant cash machines. It's so lawless when you really look at it. And what have they done in Texas? They said 3 years ago, okay, we're not going to put toll roads on all these existing roads. The Trans-Texas Corridor is dead. The legislature said, we don't believe you, and passed a law saying they couldn't do it. The governor vetoed it but said, don't worry, it's dead. And then they kept putting in the roads and building the new ones and placing toll roads on them. And then he announced again, 3 months ago, that the SPP was dead in Texas, the Trans-Texas Corridor. But more billboards are going up. More toll roads are going in. They're building barriers on all the major highways so you can't cut across and go around the toll roads. On roads they admit they're getting ready to put them in on. And it's just like at Waco, when they're driving the Bradley fighting vehicles in and shooting people and running over them. They were blaring on loudspeakers, this is not an attack, this is not an assault. Come out with your hands up. When they come out with their hands up, they shoot them. So it's the same thing. I mean, it's like if I walk up to you and punch you right in the nose and say, this is not an assault, wham! And then you get up to fight me, and I say, hey, let's be friends. Hey, let's hug and make up. And you go, okay, and I break your jaw. Then I'm stomping on you on the ground, saying, this is not an assault. This is not an assault. Stand down. In World War I, the Allied forces and the German forces would try this on each other, and after a few months it didn't work anymore, but they would broadcast in French, in English, in Russian, and vice versa, back in German. Okay, we're not assaulting, stand down. You know, we're coming across with a flag of truce, and then they would open fire on them and launch a huge attack. Or the North Vietnamese would say, oh, it's a holiday, the Tet holiday is coming up, the big, biggest holiday in Vietnam. Everything's wonderful, let's just have a two-day stand down, two-day holiday, and okay, we'll stand down. Massive attack. Just absolutely hitting every major base, overrunning scores of cities and towns. Same deal. I mean, I've been in debates with these people. When we first learned of this 6 years ago, they were going to put toll roads on MOPAC. That they were going to shut down, I mean, the major highway in Austin when we don't have enough roads to begin with. I mean, we've got enough roads for a town of 400,000 people, and it's now over a million metro. And we had all the official TxDOT maps and the federal maps and the city agreements, and we would go before the council and the commissioners and say, but you say right here you're going to put toll roads in. They'd say, we never said that. That's a, and laugh at us, knowing the public doesn't know how to go look up maps. We'd hold maps up, their maps. Then they announced last year, yeah, we're going to do that in 2009. But they said it's not a toll road, it's a fee road, and they used some other little terms. And well, it's not a toll road because we're only going to shut down two of the three lanes. You'll still have one lane that's free, but the others will be toll lanes. So they play all these little games, semantical games, treating us like children. And it's the same thing in New Jersey and Indiana and Illinois and California. They just grab existing roads and slap toll roads on them. Folks, I mean, I call myself middle class. I drive an okay car, live in a decent house. The gas prices are hurting me. I got a six-cylinder SUV. It's not even a gas guzzler. I spent $85 the other day putting 21 gallons is what my gas tank takes. I know it was $80 plus dollars. That's hurting me. Can you imagine a blue-collar working family where mom and dad both work for 10 bucks an hour? If they're lucky, how on earth with this devalued dollar are they living on that with children? And these toll roads, when I've been in New York and they're $8.50, $10.50 for some of the bridge tolls. You know, we drive over to New Jersey to do a story, drive back into New York. Oh, we want to drive across to get a shot of New York from across the water over into Brooklyn, and it's $8.50 over and $8.50 back. That is $17. And then, oh, well, you take the train. You know how much it is to take the train out of Newark into just one leg into a base hub in New York? $11.50 last time I was there. You know how much it is to take the subway down half of Manhattan Island? $4. That means somebody getting paid $8-9 an hour on average is spending about 1 hour a day just working or more just to pay for transportation if they can live in the city. Take Chicago, put in all these toll roads and said, if you pay cash, it's double. It's $7.50. But it's only $4 if you put in a smart tag. And everybody put the smart tags in, and then it turned out with the feds and a grant, just like San Francisco, they put readers up all over the city to track everywhere you go by vehicle registration and name, tracking you with a radio locator device. Let me ask you, would you get mad if the cops came to your house without a warrant and slapped a tracker chip on your car and followed everywhere you went? Well, that's what they're doing. I've had enough of it, ladies and gentlemen. And there's thousands. I mean, literally, I've got thousands of issues to cover here. The news I covered earlier was only the tip of the iceberg. It gets more and more crazy. Texas schools to make their students wear prisoner jumpsuits. WOAI Television, San Antonio. This is the type of news I have in front of me, story after story of just unbelievable magnitude. I mean, I've got a story about them admitting now they're spraying the entire atmosphere of the country with poisonous chemicals. I'm going to play that later after Nugent's on with us. I'm at a loss for words at this point. We're living in absolute maniac world. We are living in crazy land. And I haven't even scratched the surface yet. I mean, I look at that. I know I keep saying that. I just can't believe. I've got a stack of the police tasering people to death over and over again when they're injured because they can't get up, tasering people to death who are restrained in jails because they won't answer questions. I've got stacks of news here with, well, here's one, like I mentioned, Salt Lake City Tribune. Utah congressman gets mail on a range of topics. Steve Watts is doing a story on this. And he says in here, let me find the actual quote. Others have written in about 9/11 conspiracies, global takeovers, or secret CIA mind control techniques that got so crazy we actually had to hand them over to Capitol Police, he said. See, they just slipped that in there. Oh, we handed it over to the police. And I want to ask all the government bureaucrats and the police and the enforcers of this, are you still in denial about what's happening? Are you still rationalizing all of this? Are you still playing games with all this information? Because this affects you too. You know that in your gut right now. That's why the hair is standing up on the back of your neck when you listen to this show, especially people in the system who know how true what I'm saying is, who know that you, the local police departments are marched into little classified briefings with the feds where you're being co-opted and federalized. for intelligence units and major police departments that know that the CIA and regular army is working with you to, quote, surveil the citizens. Oh, I'm not supposed to know that? I told you about that 12 years ago when you were laughing at me. And I told you terrorism would be the catalyst to carry it out. Why? Because I could read government documents. Because I saw what they said they were going to do. And now I read government documents, Ministry of Defense, British 10-year plans, where they talk about mass exterminations of the population if the government revolts. They're going to use neutron bombs on us. And Dick Cheney in the September 2000 PNAC document, Rebuilding America's Defenses, says they'll use bioweapons on the populations to control us. I mean, what? And we know they're already poisoning our water. Hey, police, you're drinking that water. Firemen, you're drinking that water. AIDS is engineered. We have their own government funding documents for it. I mean, things are run by a group of ruthless psychos. We have to wake up to it. The system is bankrupt.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press. Written by patriots, for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why, what's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Nugent is scheduled to call in sometime in the next 10 minutes. Ron Paul is confirmed tomorrow for a full 30 minutes. where Lonnie Kucinich back up to give us all the developments. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Louisiana. Steve, welcome to the airwaves.
Hello.
Hello.
Alex, it's very nice to meet and hear from a great American in this country.
It's good to talk
to you. You keep fighting the good fight. Hey, the other day you were talking about subliminal messages. There's actually a cartoon that comes on Saturday called VeggieTales, and I'm an audio engineer, sound designer for a video gaming company. And one of the things that popped out that they try to highlight, I guess, was two words of oil control. There was a slight pause before, a slight pause after. The two words oil control were just a bit louder than anything else.
Oil patrol or oil control?
Control.
Well, let me say this. There are subliminals in a lot of major, you know, produced TV shows and movies, and a lot of product placement, and what I call propaganda placement, when government admittedly spends billions a year paying for that to be put in. I mean, there's no debating this is going on. There's also, as you know, people on our side, and I still don't think it's moral, they shouldn't do it, slipping things in. In fact, I've talked to some people in Hollywood that say that goes on. Now, here's an example of something I announced before the movie came out, and then people still didn't understand it. When I was involved consulting on and appearing in the movie A Scanner Darkly with Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder, Woody Harrelson, and others, they were all anti-New World Order, and they said, we're going to try to show people that it's the government shipping in the drugs, and that it's a New World Order system doing it. So blatantly on their shirts are all seeing eye pyramids. Blatantly, it's all over the movie. And I was a consultant on some of that. And I said, this is to show people it's the New World Order. And then people make videos saying, oh, look, subliminals. It's not subliminal when there is a giant all-seeing eye on the guy's shirt or a poster on the wall, you know, that says this. So there's also people trying to warn you. It isn't, the New World Order is not all powerful. It's not monolithic. And I will tell you that Warner Independent did a lot of things behind the scenes to really block that film from getting big. I'm barred by confidentiality into getting into more of that. But believe me, they were not pleased and tried to have the part where the cop blows the guy's head off cut out. Linkletter had to go to the mat with him to make sure that stayed in. And there's a whole behind-the-scenes thing that I've probably said too much already. I mean, these are good people fighting the New World Order, and then our own movement twists that around and says, no, it's a New World Order film. No, it's a movie about how the government puts out a drug that turns you into a zombie slave. How's that for inside scoop? Anything else?
Not going to happen. Another thing, the band that you were trying to figure out the other day was Ozone Motley. Ozone Motley. They're the ones that got in trouble. They said that the cops, they accidentally hit them with a mic or a drumstick, and then all hell broke loose.
But that was Ozone Motley being nice, saying maybe we bumped into them. We have the video. They didn't do anything. Whatever, man. Have a good one. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this quick break. Ted Nugent scheduled to be calling into the show. He's been on before. And more of your calls and a ton of news straight ahead. We also have a congressman on in the next hour. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.